जीहुपादामिनि लोके कष्टान् कामान् अर्हति विर्भुजामिति तपो दिव्यं पुत्रता येन सत्तम शुद्धे जस्मात् ब्रह्म सुखम् तनन्तम्। दिस भास वी आर डिस्कसिंग यस्टरडे पोस्ट फ्रॉम दि भास वाज एक्सप्लेन एंड पोर्शन ऑफ दि भास वी कैन ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन दिस नाइट। तपो दिव्यम् Rishabhde says, my dear sons, this body, human body, Ayamadeha, this body is not for wasting like dogs and hogs. They are not wasting. They are in the gradual evolution process. Jalajanavlakhani sthavara lakhavinsati. They are coming to the human form of body gradually by nature's law. Prasitekriyamalani gunaikarmani sarvata. So long we are in the lower species of life, we are conducted by complete laws of nature. According to the different gunas, there are three gunas, therefore the material nature is called gunamayi. Vaivijjesa gunamayi mama maya virutpaya. Prasna says that this material energy, there are three different energies of the Supreme Lord. He has got multi-energies, parasa shakti divilaiva sriyate. We can see his activities are going on, different varieties of activities in this world, but they have been summarized into three divisions. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, Satagun, Ramagun, the animals, they are in the tamogun. Then gradually, they are elevated by the evolutionary process to the rajagun. And then, we are elevated to the satagun. That is the brahminical qualification. And we have to surpass the satagun also. Not that coming to the platform of satagun will become perfect. No. There is chance of falling down from the satagun. We have got practical experience in this age, Kali Yuga. Many persons have fallen down from the platform of brahminical qualification. The brahminical qualification is the platform of satagun. Sama, dama, pratikya, aryava, jnanam, vijnanam, asritam, brahma, dharma, sabhava. This is the brahminical culture. By coming to the platform of brahminical culture, one is sure that is not possible. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that sometimes satagun is overpowered by rajagun, or rajagun is overpowered by tamagun, or satagun is overpowered by tamagun. In this way, topsy-turvy is going on. That is material world. But if you want to become above the material platform, then you have to take to the platform of devotional service. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha abhyavicharini भक्ति योगे न जाते वक्ति सगुणान समित काम ब्रह्म पूजा प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस देन वी कैन ओवरकम द jurisdiction of the tribune that is authorized by Lord Krishna to observe. Traigunna Vishaya Vita Nishtraigunna Bhavan. This whole world is being conducted by the three gunas, and if you want to above the three gunas, then you have to take to this platform. Nishtraigunna. Nirguna, which is called as Nirguna. Nirguna does not mean that no quality. No. Nirguna means nirastha jatra. This material quality. Do not think as some philosophers think like that. That after being Brahma Bhuta, as it is stated, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, then business is finished. No, business is not finished. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sosati tatam, tamasa tarvish bhute madhabhakti labhati tatam. When you come to the platform of transcendence, Brahma Bhuta, because we are going on under the wrong impression that I am this body. This is the most common condition of the present human society. We are taking this body. Of course, this bodily conception of life, there was even 5,000 years ago, when the battle of Kurukshetra took place, Arjuna is very much disturbed on the platform of this bodily consciousness. Because he thought that he belongs to a particular family, and in that battle he has to fight with his family members, so he declined to fight. But Krishna, to raise him from that platform, he chastised that asachyam anusurutastam prajnavadam subhadam. My dear Arjuna, you are lamenting for a subject matter, and at the same time you are talking just like a very learned. Asachyam anusurutastam prajnavadam subhadam. Gatasun, agatasunska, nanusutanti pandita. That means, indirectly, he accused Arjuna that you are not pandit. You are a fool. Because you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no pandita laments. So what is that? This bodily conception. Gatasun, agatasunska. This body, dead or alive, is not the subject matter of study by learned scholars. This is the beginning of it. Dead or alive. So, actually, we are concerned at the present moment with the body. Either Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, Brahman, Kshatriya, these are all bodily conceptions of life. But Shastra says that those who are only bodily conceptions of life, they are no better than the animals. The Shastra Buddhi Kunavi Siddhar. Sarit Kalatra Vishu Homa Jatu Hajjati. जीर्थ बुद्धि सलील न कर हिचित जनेशु अभिज्ञेशु सैव गोपक इन ऑन द बॉडीली कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ लाइफ कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ will take leadership. Then, the position is Saiva Gokha. Go means cow, animal, and Kara means ass. So, he is no better than the animals, Go and Kara. So, how he can take leadership? This is the difficulty at the present moment that we take leadership of the society, although we remain on the bodily conception of life. They cannot take leadership. So, another place it is condemned. Sarir Braha Uska Kharai Samasuita Purusha Patu. These are Shastri injunction that when we elect some leader without any spiritual knowledge, then what is the position? The position is that the elected person is also one of us. And what is our position? Our position is without spiritual knowledge, without being beyond the bodily consciousness of life, we are no better than Savir Paraha Ustrapara. Sa means dog. And Vimuraha means two-liter horse. And Ustra means carrot. And ass means gadha. Kara means ass. So, this is a long definition. The summary is that without spiritual knowledge, with bodily conception of life, we are no better than the dogs, camels, and the horse, and axes. So, we should not become like that. Therefore, the subject I said that Tapodikbam Putraka Jena Satram Sutte. Now, in the bodily conception of life, we are so much contaminated that our existence is now polluted. Actually, it is polluted. Because Krishna says, Najayate Namriyate Vasadachit. Na annate annamane sarire. This is our position. Our position is we never take bath. We are not subjected to take bath because we are part and parcel of soul. Spirit soul. And na jayate na mriyate va. We do not die. That's how we are seeing every day we are dying. My father died, my brother died, my neighbor died. How is that? Nahannate hannamani sarire. This is our position. We do not die. Even the body is restored. So where is that knowledge throughout the whole world? There is no such law. There is no university, no school, no college to impart this knowledge. There is nahannate hannamani sarire. The simple one, this is a fact, and we are speaking the Supreme Personality of God. He accepted. Arjuna accepted. Arjuna listened to Krishna about Bhagavad Gita. And he understood that here is the Supreme Person. Not only that, he admitted that not that I am your friend, that's why it has become a pattern. If I like somebody, I make him God. Krishna is not that type of God, by meditation or by force. He is God. Krishna Guru Bhagavan Sam. That's like when he was only 3 months old, on the lap of his mother, the putana came to kill him. But he killed that putana rakshasi. He was that time also gone. When 3 months old, and he had not to go, undergo the austerity and meditation. He had no time. So from the very beginning, up to the time of his departure from this world, he is God. That is God. God is not manifest. God is always God. Neither God falls down. Therefore, Krishna is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita as Ochyuto. Ochyuto means falling down. And Krishna is Ochyuto. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna means Mamivanta Jivuta. Ahamadita Padapita. We are sons of God, Krishna. Not like by imagination, God Himself said. All shastras say that Jiva is equal in quality with God. That's a fact. That's why we are subjected to this birth and death, old age and disease. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. We are trying to solve all problems of life. But the real problem is janma mrityu jara vyadhi. When the scientist, when the meditation to conquer over birth, death, old age and disease. They are trying to control birth control over population. And that is not a problem. Birth control cannot be. There cannot be. The birth rate is increasing. That is not possible. And why birth control? That is also a long subject matter. There is no need of birth control. Because Krishna says, Aham Bija Padapita. I am the father. And Krishna is not only ordinary father, but he is the controller of nature. Maya Krapsena Prakriti Surande Sachara Saram. Hetunani na Sompiya Jalandhi Parivartam. So, nature is producing our footstep, and he is the controller. And he is the father. So how there can be scarcity of food? This is a bogus propaganda. That because the population is big, therefore we cannot manage. This is our incapability. We cannot manage. We accuse over them. But actually, if you study Shastra, if you accept Krishna as the father, the supreme God, he is not a poor man. He knows. Vedaham samititan. He knows past, present and future. So, it is not that because there is a world population, there is scarcity of food. No, that is not the cause. The cause is that as soon as people will become godless, the supply will be stopped. That time is coming. That time is coming, it is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that anavrishti, durvikha, and karotivita, people, gradually being godless, they will be suffering from these three principles. There will be no more rainfall. And therefore, last time when I was in Europe, I do not know what has happened now, there was scarcity of rain, and England was making plans to import one. So, this is scientific program. There is enough water in the sea, but they cannot use it. So, there is hand up. Unless God helps, Krishna helps, Maya Dhakshena Prakriti Surate Sacharasa. The vast ocean, although the water is there, you cannot use one drop. You are so controlled. Prakite kriyamanami, duri karmani sarmas. Ahankara vimuratma patra ham niti mandate. Ahankara, our fault is a reason. We are suffering by the punishment offered by nature. So, the cause is godless. If we become godless, the prakriti will restrict supply. So much so, there will be dhurjitta on average. How we can conclude? Because you may be very great scientist, you may deny the existence of God. And when there is on average day, you are looking up on the sky, when there will be clouds and death. Then, taking this plea, our government will tax for relief money. That is all mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. On Arasthi, Dudvikha Karabhinta. People will be so much harassed. And Dudvikha, Achinna Dharadravina Satsanti Hiridhanana. They will be so much harassed by this. Three principles. No rainfall, scarcity of grains, and tax heavily by the government. They will be so much harassed that Achinna Dharadravina Gatsanti Giritana. They will be forced to leave home. That now it is hopeless. I cannot marry. Let me go to the forest. And there will be, now we are getting rice or wheat or sugar, but these things will be completely stopped. Now we are getting milk powder, but there will be no milk. It is not my imagination that the sky and the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that the end of Kali Yuga, these things will happen. That means more and more suffering, more and more wisdom warfare, more and more suffering will be inflicted by the Lord of nature. Therefore, the Sarve says here that supposing Bhagavatra pass, Jena Satsang Suddhe. This human life is not meant for, spoiling by working hard by the animals, as he has said, Prasthanakama. Prasthanakama. We require something. That's better. Because we have this body. This very easy solution is given by Lord Krishna. Allah Bhavanti Bhutani. You produce food grains. Why you are going to produce tools and implements and of course we do not run that. But at the sacrifice of producing food grains, we simply open between giant factories. When I go to Delhi, I see from Vrindavan, hundreds and thousands of persons are coming from village and tribal to go to the tire factory, Goodyear's tire factory. So now he's tired. He is now getting food grain. So, this is misdirected activities. Krishna does not say that it produces tire activities. Krishna says, Annara Bhavanti Bhutas. We produce Anna. This is practical solution. We are therefore started in Europe and America. Army. And we are very happy in our latest back to Godhead. The description is public about our farm in France. We have got a very intelligent building. We have made the new Mayapur. What is the place? I cannot pronounce this French word. Yeah. Anyway, our men, there are about 300 men living there. Last time, 4 months, 5 months before I was there. It is very, very nice place. We are getting our own fruits, own vegetables, fresh, and we are getting fresh wheat and milk. It is so happy time. Okay. So, government is also advertising, go to the village. Actually, that is right. Go to the village. Mahatma Gandhi also wanted to organize this life. But unfortunately, we have changed. Now, we have got a place in Hyderabad about 600 acres of land. We are on the plan here. We have already done in Mahapur. We are producing our own food, our own crop, own milk, and we are chanting the rains. This is the simplest life. This life is meant for not working like hogs and dogs. That is the instruction. Nāyāna deha dehu bhājāna mirūpi tattāna kāvāna arati dhikhu jāna de. This is the business of this two-liter home. But what is meant for human life? Tapo dhikbhama putrata jīna satyā siddhe. Just rectify your existence. You are not to die. Nāhanna dehanna mānesa. Why don't you take this formula? Seriously, then I am not subject to that. I am not subject to death. Why I am forced to take birth and die? This is one question. That is human life. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, this life is meant for I am Brahma. Now, I must inquire about my identity, about my constitution and position, how I can become happy, why I am put into this tribulation, dukkhalaya vasahatvasa. It's not safe. I'm not safe. This place is not safe. This is dukkhalaya vasahatvasa. But we are trying to mitigate our distresses by material adjustment. But Krishna says, no, that is not possible. Whatever plan you make, the nation is great. You have to suffer. Because you are prepared to come into this material world and want to become happy, you do not know what is the way of happiness. You must suffer. Krishna does not lie because you are his son. But it is a punishment under the control of the material nature. If you want to avoid this punishment, dukkhara, jalma mitrijana bhari, dukkha dhusanga, this polluted condition, this is polluted condition. Na anna di anna vane sharire. So, our question is, the human life is meant for inquiry about our permanent life. He requires a guru. Not a guru who can give me some so-called happiness by manufacturing some material things. No. The guru means, as it is described by Vishwanatha Chakravarti, saṅkhāra dāma nara virga lopa prānāya kārunna kanāna nattyam prātrasya kalyāna gunārna vasa bandhe yura sri chadvāna. Guru means one who can deliver me from this dukkhala vasatvam. Maya, we are in the dukkhala vasatvam. But under the influence of Maya, we are thinking we are living very happy. Or we are not trying to solve the question. No, this kind of solution will not help you because you have to die. Whatever you make solution, Krishna says, mrittu sarva harasya. If you don't agree to surrender to Krishna, all that, make your arrangement. But at the time of death, I shall come and take out everything, whatever. Mrittu sarva harasya. Then your bank balance, your skyscraper building, your conceit, your family, your goodness, everything to be kept out. You have to accept another body. Tathādehāntara-prāpti. Now whatever assessment you give in this life, everything will be taken away. And you will be forced to accept one body, which you cannot deny. Parmanādhaivadatrena jantar-deha-bhupati. According to your form, you have to accept another body. Because you are under the Lord of material nature, purusha prasiti sthopi, bhunte prasa guna, कारणम गुणसंगतस्य सदसत् जन्मत्वम् पुरुषा रिसीविंग एंटिटी इज पुरुषा But there is a superior. Aparayam itasu vidhini pratitim para. Who is that? The jiva bhuta. The jiva, the living entity. So we are prakriti. We are trying to become purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. So our endeavor to become purusha. Everyone is trying to be purusha, enjoyer. And at last, he wants to become the supreme purusha. I want to become God. When everything is grasped, then he wants to become God. So this purusha, when he is studying, manasthasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasat, a hard struggle for existence to become purusha. But he cannot become purusha. He is prakriti. He enjoys. He is predominated, and the predominated is this. Bhoktaram jagatabhusam sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the enjoyer. We are enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. So that is mistake. That is our maya. We are not enjoyer. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the direction. Jiver sarupaya nitya krishna. Don't try to become purusha or enjoyer artificially. Whether instead of serving your senses, you become servant of the Supreme Lord. This is the consciousness moment. We are trying to convince people that don't try to become master artificially. You never be successful. Just agree to become servant of the Supreme Lord. Sarvadharman paritya mamekam sattva. That is your purpose. Thank you very much.